Most of the onlookers, gripped by emotion, were still speechless as they glanced once more at their programs. The Moose County Something presents The Big Burning of 1869, an original docudrama based on historic fact, written and performed by James Quillerin, produced and directed by Hixie Rice. The audience is asked to imagine that radio existed in 1869 as we bring you a simulated newscast covering the greatest disaster in the history of Moose County. The scene on the stage represents a broadcasting studio in the tower of the county courthouse. The action takes place on October 17th and 18th, 1869. There will be one intermission. Please join us for refreshments after the performance. The audience, having struggled back to reality, erupted in a babble of comments and recollections. "I had an old uncle who used to tell stories about a big forest fire, but I was too young to pay any attention. Where did Quill get his information? He must have done a heck of a lot of research." "My mother said her great-great-grandmother on her father's side lost most of her family in a big forest fire. Makes you want to hit the history books, doesn't it?" More than 100 prominent residents of Moose County were attending the performance in the ballroom of a mansion that Jim Quillerin was renting for the winter months. Most of them knew all about the middle-aged journalist with the oversized mustache and doleful expression. He had been a prize-winning crime writer for major newspapers around the United States. He was the heir to an enormous fortune based in Moose County. He wrote a much-admired column for the local daily, the Moose County Something. He spelled his name with a QW. He liked to eat but never took a drink. He was divorced and thought by women to be highly attractive. His easygoing manner and jocose banter made him enjoyable company. He was a close friend of Polly Duncan's, the pickaxe librarian. He lived alone, with two cats. The townspeople often saw the big, well-built man walking or biking around Pickaxe, his casual way of dressing and lack of pretension belying his status as a multimillionaire. And they had heard remarkable stories about his cats. Now, sitting in rows of folding chairs and waiting for scene two, the spectators saw a sleek Siamese march sedately down the center aisle. He jumped up on the stage and, with tail importantly erect, proceeded to the door where the radio announcer had made his frantic exit. The audience tittered and someone said, "That's Coco. He always has to get into the act." The door upstage right was only loosely latched, and the cat pawed it until it opened a few inches and he could slither through. In 2 seconds he bounded out again as if propelled by a tap on the rump, and the audience laughed once more. Unabashed, Coco licked his left shoulder blade and scratched his right ear, then jumped off the stage and walked haughtily up the center aisle. The house lights dimmed, and the radio announcer entered in a fresh shirt with another script in his hand. "Tuesday, October 18th. After a sleepless night, Pickaxe can see daylight. The smoke is lifting, but the acrid smell of burning is everywhere, and the landscape is a scene of desolation in every direction. Only this courthouse and a few isolated dwellings and barns are miraculously left standing. The heat is oppressive, 110 degrees in the studio, and the window glass is still too hot to touch. Crews of men are now fanning out through the countryside, burying bodies that are charred beyond recognition. Because so many families lived in isolated clearings, we may never have an accurate count of the dead. More than 400 refugees are packed into the courthouse, lying dazed and exhausted in the corridors, on the stairs, in the courtroom and judge's chamber. Some have lost their feet, some have lost their eyes, some have lost their senses, and they babble incoherently. The groans of badly burned survivors mingle with the crying of babies. There is no medicine to ease their pain. Someone has brought a cow to the courthouse to provide milk for the youngest, but there is no food for the others.